As your agency's grown and progressed, what would you say the key moment in times are where you had to totally restructure your whole processes? Is it a financial time, or what does it look like for, because people watching this, listening to this, who think, yeah, we can grow an agency, we can do this, we can do it. I mean, I know myself that there's key times when suddenly all the processes you have has to change because you can't work like that on the next level up. What would you say those key moments in time are?
I think I've heard people talk about this before, how there's a bit of a rule of seven, and I kind of agree with that in a couple of ways. One is every seven people you add to the company, you don't have to rip it up and start again, certainly what if you've got to a bigger level. But in the earlier stages, the difference between running a company of seven people and a company of 14 people is massive. And if you add another seven of 21, again, there's different layers of non-billable roles and stuff that you need is like general stickiness to make stuff work. So kind of like HR and finance, sales and marketing, all of those roles that you wouldn't hire for at the start because it's non-billable, it's expensive, and you want to keep your margins relatively kind of high in terms of what you're doing, just to make sure you've got enough profit to pay yourself a salary, essentially. But I think that's certainly in terms of team size and structure. I found there's another rule of seven that I think is more of a personal thing, but every 7 years, things start to change in terms of actually what do you want out of not just the agency and the business, but also life. And I think just thinking about that journey, I think we've kind of, if we go back to say, I guess like probably close to the third wave of that, but there's been phases where we've had to reinvent ourselves. I think the SE Optimize early days for me went incredibly well. I think the latter days, I wouldn't say it was bad, but I think we did start to stagnate. And I think we got to a point of, okay, well, I went through certain life events and that changed my perspective on, you know what, I just want to be enjoying what I'm doing every single day. And maybe every single day is a bit ambitious, but certainly the flip side of if I'm not enjoying myself for too many days in a row, I know something needs to change. And that was part of it. And I think there's a position in play from the market of what people are looking for that you don't have to change and evolve every single day or single week. And obviously, Google might make you think otherwise at times, but you do need to grow with the market and pay attention to what customers are valuing. So for us, I think we went from kind of a local Oxfordshire agency into more of a national agency. We went from SEO into paid search and maybe some more of like analytics, paid social, and then actually narrowed the target audience in terms of the niche that we were focusing on as well. And I think that probably came in about a 7 year cycle in terms of the big changes and an evolution behind that. And focus more on SEO, content marketing, digital PR, probably back in 2012. And I think there's been a further evolution and growth over the last probably 2 to 3 years for us, maybe 3 or 4, where it's just really doubling down on e-commerce as being kind of our key sector that we work with. And that's where the growth from our clients are coming from. So, yeah. A few answers behind that, but I think certainly for me, once you start to grow in size, but also that kind of like 7 years in time, that's where you really need to think about, okay, well, longer term, what's going to get us through the next 7 years, if you like, and really start to think ahead.
You've been listening to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast with me, Mark A. Preston. Join us next time as I interview more top SEO professionals.